Hello. So, welcome episode number 16 and the final chapter of the book narration. I'm not going to give any introduction. I'm not going to do a lot of talking beforehand. If you have listened to this and you've got all the way through this book, I would just like to know your thoughts on it. And please, just send me a message. Even if you just give me a little thumbs up, I will know what that means. A little book emoji and a thumbs up. Even if you don't want to write any words or anything like that, a book and a thumbs up, just so I know that people have listened or got all the way through and found it useful. If I don't get any books and thumbs up, I've just sat here and read a book to myself, but never mind. I'm going to get straight into it. The title, Create Your Why, Bulletproof Your Mindset, Become a Winner. The final chapter, but not the end of your journey. In fact, this is just the beginning. You're now armed with the knowledge, education and understanding to build and create your own lifestyle. You have learned that there is no right way, but there are certainly some bad ways and wrong ways. Success comes in many forms, and getting there has many paths, and very seldom will two individual paths be the same. It is now time to create your path. You've made the first step in picking up this book, and your next task is to get to the end. You may have picked up other books in the past that sounded good, followed them for a bit, and then let the ideas and behaviours drain away. Why? I'll say that again. Why? Why did you stop? Lose interest? Fall off the wagon, if you like. What we now know about crash diets and the such is that maybe you were set up to fail because of the sustainability factor. Remember, there is no best diet. The best diet in the world is the one you can follow. The best diet in the world is the one you can follow, not the one that everyone follows. You need to follow this for the rest of your life. No more yo-yo diets. They just don't work. As long as the principles of fat loss are followed, success is yours. I'll go back to my magical three-letter word, why. This is what you now need to find the answer to. I can't tell you what that is. I can point you in a general direction, but your why has got to be yours. It's got to mean something to you. It's got to be the reason you wake up with fire in your belly. Don't hit the snooze button. Don't waste away your days. Don't do it next week. Find your why. By next week, without the right motivation, you will have forgotten this book and moved on to the next one without implicating anything. Task. Take out some paper now. Grab a pen and write down things that are important to you. Doesn't need to be neat. Just start scribbling down some notes so you have something. Whatever you're writing down needs to be more than I want to look good. Why do you want to look good? Why do you want to feel better? Is it to improve your confidence? Is it to improve your health? Why do you want to improve your health? Is it to live longer? Why do you want to live longer? What do you want to do with your life? What do you want to experience? Now we are beginning to get somewhere. Whatever you have written down has to mean more to you than anything else. If you have children or a loved one, are you doing it for them? By now you are probably thinking, Greg, you are taking this a bit far. Am I? What use are you to your children or your loved ones if you suffer from a serious ill health? There is a reason when you fly that you are told to put your emergency oxygen mask on first before helping others. Assuming the plane is crashing here, don't just put it on for our sake. Don't just put it on for the sake of it. You are putting it on so that you can help others. Do I want to be there for my children for as long as possible? You're damn right. Do I want to be able to run around the park with them without being out of breath? Do I want to be there for them when they bring their girlfriends, wives, children round for dinner? Or do I want them looking after me? I don't think so. I'll choose the first option, thanks. Want a long, healthy and prosperous life? It has to start now. It cannot start later. Poor motivation will only last so long. A strong motivation will help you avoid the distractions, manage the triggers and make the right choices. Next time you want to skip an exercise session or go on a week-long binge of takeaways, look into the eyes of your why. Let them know that your why isn't strong enough anymore. If your why is your children, good luck. This does not mean you can't eat another takeaway again in your life. Hopefully the previous chapters of this book have completely nullified that opinion. Just don't live off them. You've come to the end. I would like to personally thank you for reading these words. The fact you are means I'm achieving what I want and have in a positive impact on people's lives. Please take the information in this book and apply it. I have been guilty in the past of not taking advantage of the situation or information in front of me. Don't do the same. The idea behind the book was to provide you with the information and principles of fat loss so you can create your own lifestyle and create a mindset that strong that you can inspire those around you as well. Do something positive every day. Keep moving forward and be the best version of yourself. And that is the end of the book. Like I said at the beginning, thank you for listening. The one thing I'm going to say at the end of this, and it doesn't just apply to fat loss, it doesn't just apply to nutrition, it applies to life, is just take action. Just do something. Don't sit there questioning it, thinking of outcomes and what could happen, all the rest of it. Just do something. And make a decision, make a choice, and take some action. Apart from that, thank you for listening. Send me the emoji, a book, a thumbs up, a something, or just let me know your thoughts about the book. Once again, thank you for listening. And the next episode will just be some nonsense talking rather than me reading a book. I'll see you on the next one.